This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
Okay, so the program today is mostly grim, economic news-wise, as you have heard so far, and we'll hear more in a minute. But there is at least one bright spot about which to tell you. Housing. Sales of existing homes were up almost 21% last month, so says the National Association of Realtors. And mortgage applications were up 4%. That's from the Mortgage Bankers Association. Now, what can a strong housing market do for a struggling macroeconomy? Marketplace's Justin Ho has that one.
The home buying process spins a lot of money out into the broader economy. Mark Vittner, senior economist at Wells Fargo, says sellers drive demand for realtor services and advertising. Buyers pay mortgage fees, legal fees, insurance premiums.
And then, of course, when you buy the home, you've got to move there. So you've got to contract out with some movers, and you're going to buy some new furniture and home furnishings.
And with mortgage rates near 3%, a lot of homeowners are refinancing their existing mortgages. Adam Levitin at Georgetown says that frees up money they can spend elsewhere.
And that's good for the economy, right? It means that they're not just sinking money into their house. They're now able to go and do home improvements. They're able to buy a new car.
But Levitin says low rates don't necessarily help prospective buyers. That's because lenders are worried about COVID's effect on the economy and have been tightening standards.
If you can get a mortgage, that's wonderful, but it's going to be harder to actually qualify for one.
There also aren't a lot of homes for sale right now. Lawrence Yoon is chief economist at the National Association of Realtors. He says for the homes that are available, we're seeing backlogs of buyers.
Because of the lack of inventory, prices are getting pushed up faster than overall inflation or people's wage income.
Whether or not you can benefit from this housing boom depends on whether you've been able to keep your job during the pandemic, says Paul Habibi at UCLA's Anderson School of Management.
This has really exacerbated a lot of the disconnects we've already had in the market with respect to affordability and homeownership.
Habibi says roughly 1 in 4 homeowners weren't able to make last month's mortgage payment. Lenders have been lenient, but Habibi says that will only play out for so long. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.